The construction of the Jamestown Fishing Complex is expected to be carried out in three phases. That is dredging of about 118,000 cubic meters harbor basin and shipping channels, construction of hydraulic structures composed of bed, seawall and a breakwater, and the construction of administration, production and supporting facilities, including kindergarten, fish market and a processing area. Finance Minister Ken Ofori-Atta said government is committed to ensuring that the necessary structures are put in place to propel economic growth, as well as pursue the Ghana Beyond Aid agenda.
We are striving hard to ensure macroeconomic stability that will help create the enabling environment for accelerated economic growth that will catapult Ghana beyond aid. Ghana is currently at a stage in its development trajectory that requires massive investments. Indeed, if we are to achieve this aspiration, there's a need for that critical mass of resources to push the economy beyond aid, right from the onset of the implementation of strategies to get there. It is in this vein that supports like the one China is committing to Ghana today are especially welcome.
China's ambassador to Ghana, Sun Hwa-Hom, said the two countries have enjoyed very fruitful bilateral relations for decades. Hence, this agreement will lead to new chapters of cooperation in trade and development.
China is Ghana's largest trading partner. And what is worth noting is that Ghana's export to China surpassed $1.85 billion, and it registered an increase of over 41%. And last year, China's non-financial investments in Ghana reached $123 million. And we have invested in 25 projects, and the number of the projects ranked top among all the foreign investment countries.
The Minister of Fisheries and Aquaculture Development, Elizabeth Afolikwe, expressed appreciation to the Chinese government for the support and pledged her ministry's preparedness to provide assistance when necessary to ensure the successful completion of the project. A $16 million bilateral agreement was also signed for the implementation of projects, including a phase two of the University of Health and Allied Sciences project.
Na Jagble Ago reporting.